Let us open in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this evening. Grant us grace sufficient as we go into this lesson. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So you are all welcome to this evening. You are all welcome to this lesson. And I warn you not to leave. Once you leave, I already have a lot of people on the pending list. So once you leave, you are out forever. You get to listen to the recording. Now, the recording is beautiful and it's lovely. However, I feel like there's just a certain, you know, there's a certain jazz that comes with, you know, just having to listen in real time. So, yeah, as much as the recording is beautiful, I'd really love that you are here in real time. Yes, and the comment section is fire. Sometimes I'm laughing in the recording, and then I realize that there is a lapse, there is a gap, because as you're listening to the recording, you realize that the lapse is that people don't really get what you are laughing at, you know. But, you know, Wallace, I was viewing the comment section, you know, it made sense, but you can't view the comment section in the recording. However, I believe those listening in the recording after will still not miss out. I will ensure that I keep them in loop with everything that is actually going on. Okay, so I'm going to share on a subject. Today I was having a conversation with Kathleen. She came to the office, and when she came to the office, I don't know what we were talking about, but I kind of found myself talking about men she should avoid, types of men she should avoid. And I said, oh my, this is content. And I started taking notes, you know, so I was typically teaching her. So Kathleen has heard this already. So Kathleen, you might as well want to leave so that we can allow other people to listen. Let's create room for one. Okay, so I went on teaching her and I said, okay, great, let me write this down. I believe other people should listen. Okay, so this will be a plug and play sermon. It won't really be very theological, where I'll try and, you know, go into the context and the pretext, the survey of the scripture. No, I'll just make it plug and play, point 1, point 2, point 3, point 4, point 5, until I am done. Okay, but let's start with a few scriptures, because what I'm giving you this evening is wisdom. Okay, Proverbs 24. Okay, Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24 and verses number 3. Proverbs 24 and verses number 3. By wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. Through knowledge its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Okay, so by wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it's established. Ecclesiastes 10:10. I'm reading from the KJV. Of this particular portion of scripture, if the iron be blunt and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. So wisdom is profitable to direct. Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 11:14. Okay, it reads, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Okay, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So when there is a multitude of counselors, when counsel has come, there is safety there. And one of the areas in which you'd want to have counselors in is the area of relationships. Okay, the area of relationships. And when you have counsel in that particular field, one of the things that you actually, realize when you have counsel is that you have safety. And one of the areas you would want to have safety in is in the area of relationships, okay? Because relationships, according to kingdom standards, should lead to marriage. And it has been said that the second most important decision after your decision to follow after Christ is the decision of who you will end up with. This is how, you know, important this particular decision is. So if this decision is the second most important decision after my decision to follow Christ, then I really, really need to be aware of some of the things that I should avoid, some of the people I should run away from, lest I end up with some of the people that I am not supposed to end up with. And this is why this lesson is coming. So I want you to open your heart as I am going to actually give this particular lesson, so that you are aware. Now, I'm going to go into them. I'm going to give you 9 types of men you should avoid, and then the entire congregation will give us the last one so that we have 10. Okay, so I'll see which 10th one I can pick, and then I'll spontaneously speak on that one as I see it. But for now, let's start with the nine that I have. Then the 10th one, I'll speak spontaneously. Okay, so to begin with, the first type of man that you should avoid is, number one, the non-believer and flaky Christian. The non-believer and flaky Christian. Now, it's important for you to understand that two can't walk together. It's clear. Two can't walk together unless they are in agreement. And we are also advised not to be unequally yoked. Okay, so the non-believer and the flaky Christian are the types of men you should avoid. This is the first type of man you should avoid. This is basic and fundamental. This is the first type of person you should avoid, the non-believer and the flaky Christian. Okay, non-believers can be easily manipulated by the enemy. So because a non-believer can be easily manipulated by the enemy, even though, you know, many people, I've heard many people say, no, but pastor, he's a nice guy. Okay, he's a good guy. You know, it's just that he doesn't love the Lord. Okay, he's a nice guy. He buys flowers. I can assure you, any person that has not given their life to the Lord or is not committed to the Lord, I can assure you, they are already in the humblest sense possible. They are already the enemy's puppets. He can use them at any particular time. This is where you find that people begin in a relationship and all of the sudden it ends up in a case where Pastor, I don't know how he just changed. He just changed. He was a nice guy and all of the sudden he's just changed. Simple. Okay, he is a non-believer. Okay, he's a non-believer. The Bible does not necessarily encourage missionary dating. Okay, the Bible does not encourage missionary dating. So even if you say, no, he's still dark and handsome, if he's a non-brother, okay, it's a non-starter. Okay, if I'm to play with words, if he is a non-brother, it's a non-starter. Okay, so he must be a believer. So the first type you must avoid is a non-believer. That one is non-negotiable. Okay, there is nothing to negotiate, okay? There is nothing to negotiate. It is non-negotiable on that particular one. The second type you should also, we're still on the first one, okay? The non-believer, and the second part of that is the flaky Christian. The flaky Christian is the one that says, well, I've given my life to the Lord, but every now and then I take some wine. Okay, no, pastor is a good guy, but ala nwako to wine. That one you must avoid. You are setting yourself up for many, many problems. And I sit in counseling and I talk to many people several times. And sometimes I ask them, well, didn't you see all these things? Why are you shocked now? I said, no, pastor, he was a believer. You know, I thought he'd change. I thought he'd become a good guy. But, you know, you discover that he does not change. Okay, so the flaky Christian, you must avoid the flaky Christian. And, you know, owing to the fact that we are in a place where we are a Christian nation. For example, for us that are in Zambia, and I know other people from other countries are listening. You know, for us in Zambia, we are a Christian nation. And being in a Christian nation, even when you go into evangelism, everyone tells you they are saved until you probe further. Okay, everyone just say, no, me, I'm saved. Okay, me, I'm saved. Me, I'm saved. Me, I'm okay. Me, I'm saved. Me, I'm okay. Me, I'm saved. Until you probe and ask, how do you know you are saved? Say, I think I end up church. Or, you know, they say something like, how do they say it? Sometimes they will say, no, I was born in a Christian home. Okay. But when you check their lifestyle does not coincide with the thing of which they are claiming to be. Okay. So you must avoid the flaky Christian, the one who claims to be a believer, but then is doing things that are contrary. When Paul is speaking to the Corinthian church, one of the things he says concerning the sexually immoral one is that he says, for such a one, okay, who claims to be a believer, yet is sexually immoral, okay, with such a one, do not even eat with him. Do not even share a table with him. It shows you the gravity of things, that one can mix so much that they can say, no, me, I'm a believer. You know, me, I believe in God. But then their life is not consistent with that which God would recommend. If that person cannot respect God Almighty, how much more you, Sister Brenda? How much more you, Sister Janet? Okay. You are not almighty. You are not omnipresent. You are not everywhere. And that is why one of the things I always advocate for is believers that are in love with Jesus. Okay. They don't have to be ministers. They are just in love. They can be an engineer. They can be businessmen. They can be economists. They can be lawyers. They can be pastors. They can be firemen, whatever it is that they are going to do, as long as they are believers and they have a relationship with Jesus. Why? Because when they have a relationship with Jesus, one of the things that we see that is evident is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord becomes the guiding force of that particular relationship, the fear of the Lord, which is that you understand that God is omnipresent. And because God is omnipresent, even if my partner is not there, even if they cannot see, even if they will never get to know or hear about it, because I fear the Lord, because I have a reverence for the Lord who is omnipresent, I will not do such evil. Now, you are not omnipresent. You want to go for someone who has no fear of the Lord, someone who has no fear for the Lord whatsoever. You are not omnipresent. You'll be going to work. Okay, I can assure you, your partners, for some of you already dating, you're not always with your partner. Okay, you're not always with your spouse. You're not always with your husband. You're not always with them. But you will discover that because of the fear of the Lord, even if you are not there, one of the things that keeps them in check is the reality of the fact that they have a reverence for God who is omnipresent. My partner is not there, quite all right, but God is seeing me and he is omnipresent. And because I have a reverence for the Lord, I cannot do such a thing. That is why when Joseph is about to fall in, Joseph is being tempted in Potiphar's household. One of the things he said is that I cannot do such a thing against my God. He didn't say I cannot do such a thing against my master. If it was against his master, he would have done it. Why? Because his master was not there at that particular time. But he says, I cannot do such a thing against my God. Why? Because his God is omnipresent. So even if his master doesn't see, his God is omnipresent. One of the safest things you can ever do is find yourself a believer that has a relationship with God and has a fear for the Lord. Not fear from a believer's faith, no believer. But those are not the boys I'm talking about. I'm talking about a genuine brother who loves the Lord and has got reverence, fear for the Lord. Okay, alitina lesa. That's you. It's safety for you. Don't just say, no, he's tall, no, he's that. That very tallness is what will make you weep. Okay, that very handsomeness is what will make you cry. That very handsomeness is what will make him an attraction, a tourist attraction to every lady. That very darkness that you like, the chocolate color, you know, the belt posture, is the same one that, you know, you will start to wage war by night. It's an error. All by night you are praying, Lord, cover him, protect him, I bind every lady. No, it's, let's use warfare to take nations, not warfare to pray against side chicks, to pray against, no, that's a waste of time. So you don't want to add that baggage to your life. You must ensure he's a believer and he's not a flaky Christian. He has a relationship with the Lord. So the first type of brother you must avoid is the non-believer that is a flaky Christian. If you find such a one, you will suffer. I can assure you, you will suffer. The second type of man, okay, the second type of man you should avoid, okay, the second type of man you should avoid is the manipulator. Okay, I call this one the manipulator. You must avoid the manipulator. The manipulator guy always is usually very intelligent. The manipulator guy is usually very intelligent. He knows your weaknesses and will exploit that weakness to his own advantage. The manipulator guy will know your weakness, okay? He knows your weaknesses. He knows your weak points. He will use your weak points, exploit them, and use them to his advantage. The manipulator can get away with a wrong deed, leaving you feeling like you are the one with the problem. He will get away with a wrong deed, leaving you feeling like you are the one with the problem. The manipulator guy will cheat on you, and as you are trying to deliberate over the matter, you will find yourself apologizing. I have seen some ladies apologize. The guy is the one that cheated, but she's Pastor, maybe let me just apologize. I think I wronged him. I think I was in, I don't know, maybe I came out terrible. The manipulator will twist everything. He will twist, he says, yes, I am wrong. Yes, I made a mistake, but that's not how you come out. You know, you have made me feel so bad. You have made me feel hurt. I'm so touched. The manipulator guy will twist everything. Okay, twist everything. Oh, Thelma, you've not met a manipulator guy. You're saying me, I'm a tough one. When you meet this very intelligent, smooth guy, you will be shocked, because these are very intelligent. They know your weak points. I have seen people who say, me, I can't. Paying house rent for a guy who is not my husband, I can't. You have not met the manipulator guy. When you meet the manipulator guy, typically this is a scammer even, he will swear you. He's very intelligent. He knows how to observe. He can observe behavioral patterns. He can observe weaknesses. He knows how to penetrate those weaknesses, exploit them, and use them to his advantage. When you find a manipulator guy, you must ensure that you run away from a manipulator guy. Let me give you a practical example of how a manipulator guy, okay, would use you. Okay, let me give you a practical example. A manipulator guy, for example, will notice that your greatest, let's give an example. Maybe your greatest desire, okay? Your greatest desire, for example, is marriage. You are at that age where you feel you should settle, you should marry. You feel you are, the time is now. And there's nothing wrong with that, okay? There's nothing wrong with the fact that you are due and you feel you should marry, okay? Or get married, whichever one it is. Now, you feel that I am due for marriage and I am ready for marriage. The manipulator guy will firstly, the manipulator guy will firstly notice your greatest desire. And when he notices your greatest desire, he will notice that your greatest desire is to settle in marriage. Do you know what the manipulator guy will do? The manipulator guy firstly will just start saying, me, I'm not here to play. I don't want to joke around. What I just want to do is settle. I want to settle in the next year. I'm not here for jokes. I'm a serious guy. He starts to talk marriage. As he is speaking, you're already in the, you know, and the ladies go far. You're already picturing the colors of the wedding, the color, you know, of the decor. You're already envisioning how you throw that flower. You're already envisioning how you show off your ring and your finger. You're already picturing how you do things. You know that thing ladies do when they get engaged, everything is about their finger. Oh, me just, you know, doing the curtain. Oh, me just cooking chimpapila. Oh, me just doing this. They will typically show off their, you're already picturing, you have captions for everything. The manipulator guy will be feeding this constant desire. Me, I don't want to waste time. I want to settle. The manipulator guy will even be telling you, so I don't want to waste so much time. In fact, I've already started talking to my uncle. Soon we'll make strides to find time to actually come. This is the manipulator guy. The manipulator guy will feed into your greatest desire, okay? He will feed into your greatest desire. Now, after he has fed into your greatest desire and he knows you are very desperate to settle, the manipulator guy may step in and he may introduce something. He may now say, I want us to be kissing in this relationship. I want us to be kissing. You will say, no, but I'm a Christian. No, I can't kiss. Pastor taught us that we're not supposed to kiss and we're not supposed to, you know, we're not supposed to do this thing. This thing is not allowed. Now, remember, the manipulator guy has already been promising you marriage. He's made you paint pictures. You've already started talking to your girls. You have already, and you know, girls are so quick. You girls are so quick. You even start planning. So, you know, kabapana, ulia linjamba taka, bepo pama bridesmaids vandi. You know, ulia, aonshamu temashidan, behave well. But you'll be the one, you'll be my chief. You'll be my shan. You're already picturing this thing because the manipulator guy has fed into this thing. No, I don't want to waste so much time. By next year, I want to settle. The manipulator guy, he will be speaking to you. Now, when he now suggests that we should be kissing in this relationship, you will say, no, but Pastor Cham said no. Pastor said no, this is not right. The Bible does not allow it. You know, we should wait until we are married. Then you will see the manipulator in him come out. He has already driven you far in imagination, if you remember. So the manipulator guy's next step will be that he will just say, you know what, I don't know, maybe you don't love me so much. I think you're not serious with this relationship because, you know, I've just been suggesting something simple like kissing. It's not like we're doing anything wrong. We're just kissing. You know, it's just, it's like skin. The way we touch, my hand touches your hand, you know, it's the same thing. It's just skin touching skin. Okay, what's the difference? Because my hand can touch your hand. Okay, what if my lips touch? It's the same thing. Okay, tapali na difference in you. You know, and then you'll say, no, but pastor said, no, this is not allowed. That's why they say it at the wedding reception, you know, at the wedding marriage blessing. That is why they say you may now kiss the bride. They say you may now kiss the bride because you were not supposed to do it before. And the manipulator guy will be listening to you. And as he's listening, he will say, you know what I think? I think maybe you're just not serious. I think if that's the case, maybe I think we should just part ways because, I think we should just part ways. This is not working. I feel like I'm forcing it. I feel like I'm the bad guy in this place. Maybe we should just end this thing. Now, the manipulator guy is a good negotiator. Okay. In English, there is what, there's an interesting word I love. It's called brinksmanship. Okay. The manipulator has got great brinksmanship qualities. You know what brinksmanship is? Brinksmanship is that you negotiate a deal up until the very edge. Okay. You negotiate a deal up until the very edge of it crashing until someone else gives in. For example, I don't know if you guys have ever bought stuff per street. Okay. You know, I believe you have, you are ladies. So malishtapot makwewo per street, maybe kalisheti so kalika blouse ogo temwen. I don't know if what a blouse is even. Anyway, but whatever it is that you like, kurika something oko temwene. And then you find that, you are negotiating and the lady says 100 kwacha and you say no niche na 70. He says ngamlibe 100 mami kwa sila. Then you also say okay nzaenda kwinangu, and then you all start to part ways. At one point, sometimes the guy may realize he's about to lose a 70 kwacha. He may turn and say mami okay bwela at mwezo kama tunazingati. Then you get the 70. Sometimes he may decide not to budge whatsoever and you keep going your separate ways. Then you realize, I really need that skirt. I really need that dress. I know I won't find it anywhere. All of the sudden you just say, okay, letan, tengan 100 kwacha. That's brinksmanship. Negotiating a deal up until the edge of it dying, until someone gives in. The manipulator guy, knowing that he has already built your desire, you're already thinking about the wedding, you're already planning about it, you've already started hinting to your aunties, your sisters, and your mother perhaps. He has already built this image in you. And then when you refuse kissing, he will now say, I think this thing should just end. Maybe it should just come to an end. Because I don't think it's working. Maybe we should just end this thing. You now start thinking, no, this thing can't end. Moreover, he wants to settle with me. Moreover, he wants to marry me. Then you just say, okay, no, let's do it. Because you're now thinking, I may lose out on a good opportunity. A manipulator guy will make you feel like you are the worthless one. Like you are the one who is privileged. No, when you are in a relationship with someone, both of you are privileged because both of you are good people. It shouldn't be one person feeling like I've done you a favor. So he will make you feel like he's doing you a favor and he'll make you feel like you're losing out on a good deal. And when you feel like that, you'll say, no, I may lose out. This is where people come to me and begin to tell me all sorts of nonsense. They'll say, no, pastor. So pastor, what if, we decide to kiss? Is it a bad thing? But no, pastor, we're even planning to marry. They'll begin to speak in a certain way. Then I'll even know. They'll begin to ask me questions, more scenarios. Pastor, just imagine, what if a guy is almost marrying someone? But then, then I know they're talking about themselves. Because of the manipulator guy, then they'll give in into the kissing. Then the manipulator guy will now switch and he will want to go all the way. He will now want to go all the way until he can sleep with you. And then he will now say, no, but I allowed kissing. No, let's not go far out. You know, let's just leave it here. You say, no. The manipulator guy will say, you know, I think you're not serious. In fact, what about childish moiche wandi? You know, why do I call childish? Because me, I've been trying. You know, this is what everyone is doing. Okay. Because relationship, you're quite sticky singana, stick gonana, ni relationship, you're bunch. Because, you know, nchimo's most check what you and I and sister and brother. Okay. Difference, probably you and my sister. What's the difference? Because we are not doing anything. If that's the case, then let's end this thing. Then you now realize, I'm about to lose out on an opportunity. I'm about to lose out on an opportunity. Then you will give in again and he will sleep with you. After he has gotten what he wanted, the manipulator guy will then initiate his last attack, which is withdraw. The manipulator guy will just withdraw from you. Then because you have given so much and you have gone so far out, you will now begin to pursue him. You will now begin to pursue him and he will treat you however he wants to treat you. He knows that he has you in the palm of his hands. He knows that he has gotten you so far out that you've gone too far. You feel you can't stop here. He will now use you anyhow that he wants to use you. That's where you will see people giving. Sometimes you wonder, how is it that someone knows that their partner is cheating, but they know that the guy is cheating, but no, pastor. The reason why they have just stayed in that particular context is that they have been manipulated too much. They have gone far out in this manipulation trick that it becomes very difficult to leave. If you don't have a strong leader to get you out of that relationship, you may find yourself in many problems. This is the manipulator guy. Okay, so he uses his manipulation. The manipulator guy can go any extent to get his way. He can go any extent to get his way. He can even cry. The manipulator guy can cry to get his way through. The manipulator guy can lie. The manipulator guy can even bring up an odd bereavement. The manipulator guy can cheat. And the moment you start to scold him over his cheating, he will start crying and say, I wish I had a mommy, I have freedom 1956. And then now you will look at him and you say, no, no, sorry, I didn't mean to trigger that. Manipulator guy, I don't want someone, I need to pull you into. When you meet a manipulator guy, run away. You must run away because he will manipulate you. He can go any extent. He can go any extent. He can cry. He can do anything. And some of you have met these manipulator guys before. Okay, you never have any productive conversation. The moment you are about to discuss things that are productive, no, I think the manipulator guy will just say, I think it's my I've not been in the right mental state. I've just not been thinking well. You know, things are not easy, finances at home. And then you start to feel sorry. No, I'm so sorry I brought it up. No, I'm so sorry, babe. Please. Manipulator guys, may God deliver you from manipulator guys. Okay? When he has mastered his craft, so much, he can even premeditate manipulation. When he gets to the master realm, I don't know if you've ever met a master manipulator, the master of them all. When he gets to the place where he has mastered his craft, he can even begin to premeditate manipulation. He can set it up months before how he will manipulate you into something. Okay? These are masterminds at manipulation. Okay, I pray you avoid this guy. When you see such traits, you know, you see such traits in a guy, you must address it. And if you notice that it's something that this person is aware of and they are using it, I can assure you, okay, you must run away. One of the areas in which a manipulator guy works is that he feigns ignorance. He even feigns ignorance. He pretends to be ignorant. Oh, I didn't know that would hurt you. He knew. Manipulator guy. Okay, the third type of gentleman you should avoid, okay? The third type of gentleman or man you should avoid is the smooth liar. The smooth liar. You should avoid the smooth liar. Now, the smooth liar, okay, the smooth liar lies fluidly. And sometimes, even when there is no cause to lie, okay, the smooth liar will lie fluidly. It's like that's his native language. He can lie fluidly. Even when there is no cause to lie, he usually lives in a fantasy and carries you along with that fantasy. He's a smooth liar, okay? Ladies who get married or end up dating smooth liars usually end up frustrated. The smooth liar will lie to you. If you meet a smooth liar, I can assure you, he will lie to you. And these guys are smooth. It's not like those liars that don't know how to lie. You know, there are people that ngabepa, their boyfriends where you meet, even if he lies once, you can tell he's uncomfortable with it. You can tell that this lie that he gave, he's not used to lying. Okay? You can even tell. Sometimes you even laugh and say, okay, no, I'm sorry, I was just lying. The smooth liar can look you in the eyes and lie. He can look you in the eyes and say, babe, look me in the eyes. I'm serious. I never slept with Jane. I never. I tell you the truth. The smooth liar will look you in the eyes and lie. He's a smooth liar. The smooth liar can make you believe a reality about himself that is not true. And usually smooth liars, because they are in a fantasy, he can make you believe a reality about himself that is not true. When you meet a smooth liar, let me give you an example. If you meet a smooth liar in terms of academics, you are in danger. Sorry, in terms of finances, you are in danger. The smooth liar, I've met smooth liar guys before, okay? I've met smooth liar guys before. I know a relative that is married to a smooth liar. The man can lie. He's a smooth liar, okay? When you meet a smooth liar, you will think that you have landed a millionaire. He can be moving with other people's vehicles. Just, so this is just one of my vehicles. The next time you don't see him with it, yeah, so idiamoto katua kwete, you know, he just had a fault, so I decided, no, I can't be using it. Let me sell it. You know, sometimes even when his friend is driving the car he told you is his. You saw, I saw your car with your friend. Say, yeah, I noticed earlier chula sana, he was having some problems, so I just decided, let me give him. You know, one of the things we do is we love to help people and the like. The smooth liar, instead of saying that right now I'm struggling, or right now I'm just pushing, my business is in its formative stages, a smooth liar will not say that. A smooth liar will be telling you, you know, so apande pushing akofema contract na kwa vichi business chimocho ndeuma, you know, so I'm just waiting for a big payment, you know, there's a contract we did with some guys for government. Smooth liar. Okay, smooth liar. I my one of my aunties is married to a smooth liar. Very smooth. When I met the guy, he said, "You are Pastor Chang." Oh, good. Oh, that's good. Good to see you, sir. Oh, wow. You know, I hear you're in book publishing. I said, "No, we try one or two times. We don't have so much business." Oh, great. Book publishing. That's so easy. You know, I have guys, I've been government. I've been given Lubin. You know, we work with these guys, you know, these big guys, the Kambwilis. Those are my guys. I can call him right now and they can give you a contract to print 50,000 constitutions. Can you handle that type of a deal? You know, you are the people I want to empower, you know. Smooth, and I was there, and the smooth, and the guy is just lying, talking about the contracts, and the wife, and the sad part is that the wife believes, of course, by the time they were married, she knew that he was really lying, because when you get close, you know, but before that, she knew him like this. And I'm so excited. He gets my number. Don't worry. I'll call some guys. The smooth liar can even make a phone call, you know, in your presence, a fake phone call. Smooth. I don't even know why, because there's no essence to a smooth liar. You know, when the guy left, we were at, is it a funeral or something? He left. I'm elders. This is the guy that was married to one of my relatives. Left the elders. Now we call my elders. Ala leta makreti yama mosi. Don't worry. I know these guys. I can bring you some duty-free castles. You know, I'm a castle. I'm a I can bring you. Just wait. And all of them were waiting for him. No, the man, I almost mentioned his name. The man is coming. The man is coming. Everyone was just there waiting for him. Ah, he's going to come. The guy went. When they called him, he said, you know, JBM. Yeah, he called me. He said, Kulichi contract cha 200,000 kwacha. So I should meet him. So I may be a bit late, but if you can order, na samba sorting. Smooth liar. Okay. There are people that find themselves with a smooth liar. There's a girl I met. And sometimes, you know, before I go into the girl I met, sometimes one of the ways in which your spiritual parents will know, one of the ways in which your parents or biological parents will know, in those days, I would call them and say, mwana wandi kalaka mwana kashuwa chileta, o mwana wandi uriomu lumendo wa chileta, li kruku. You are not seeing it because they are old enough. They have seen some things. And so other people will be testing. Sometimes people bring their partners in the office. They bring their partners to me at home. They want me to meet their partners, and I sit down. I met, for example, let me give you an example. Some years ago, in our early stages of church, I met a sister. One of the sisters in church brought one of the people they were dating, and they said, "Well, Pastor, I just want to introduce you to this guy." So I said, "Okay, great." So we were talking, and the guy was flowing. Okay, the guy was flowing and he was talking about church, he's talking about the Bible, you know, and I'm like, wow, my daughter has really landed a good guy. Then, I don't know how, I just moved a bit and another guy said something about if I'm a beer beer, and the guy commented also. This he flows in every area. I'm a beer, as Valeshi Mikefia could decapo, I commented, decapo, Vashi Mikefia church, yeah, Benin, Benin, Mwaumesana, Benin, because Benin. Bashimika business, I can, he's in every, smooth liar. You can't be a professional in every area, sir. Smooth liar. And you can typically see that the girl was lost. No, Pastor Saw, you know, he's telling me that he wants to start his own ministry. I told her, your boyfriend is a drunkard. But no, he told me he leads a fellowship somewhere. I said, no, he doesn't lead a fellowship. He's a drunkard. And I could smell beer on him. He said, he's a drunkard. He said, no, I didn't. No, he's a man of God, sir. I said, he's a drunk. She then went. I said, okay, when you go and ask him, do you drink? She went, asked him. She said, Pastor, I'm not forging ahead. She had met a smooth liar. When you meet a smooth liar, run away. They will make you. There are some people who have, you know, when I was when I was getting married to my wife, in the early stages of us, you know, when we were almost getting there to the place of getting married, I told her, what I get paid as salary is 1,200. By then, that was what I was getting paid as, from the church. I get paid 1,200. Why was I being honest? I was being honest because if I am not honest to say this is what I get paid, okay? Okay, by then we had passed that 600 stage. We were at that nearing to marry stage. At least it was a bit better. I get paid 1,200. You know why I was being honest? I don't want her to live in a fantasy. Some of you believe your boyfriends are rich. They are not rich. They are just smooth liars. Okay? It must be honest. He must be honest. This is how much I get paid. This is my income. Okay? You must be in a place where the person you are with, okay? The person you are with, you are so honest. And I know you ladies, and I know you, my daughters. Many of you don't have a problem with a gentleman that is honest. You just want the honest truth. Where are you now? What is your current state now? Not so there's a contract we are pushing. Sir, don't say it's a contract. Just say there's something I'm starting. Sometimes, you know, we're just into sales, you know, shipping, importing and exporting. What is he doing? It's headsets. He sells headsets. He will sell headsets. And then he say we're into importing and exporting. Where did he import the headsets? They came from Kamwala. And then they were imported Muunza. I'm into importing. No. Just be honest. There is nothing wrong with selling headsets. I've sold headsets before, you know, in school. I have sold rice before in school. I have sold freezits before. Just be honest. Okay? Of course, I'm not talking to the gentleman, but ensure that you meet someone who, if you meet someone who is honest, yeah, my headsets, be happy. Because he is honest. He is honest. Don't meet smooth liars. Some of you are drunk on the lies. You know, so right now we're just pushing some files and some deals. You know, have you seen that building project? You know, just along 10 miles here. So in Fuebo, I'm the one, we are the ones commissioning. Smooth liar. When you meet an honest man, stay with that honest man. When you meet a smooth liar, run away. So avoid the smooth liars. Number four, avoid the greedy man. Okay? The fourth type of man you should avoid and run away from. The greedy man. Okay? Avoid the greedy man. The greedy man is tight-fisted with his money and everything that concerns him. Okay? The greedy man is tight-fisted with his money and everything that concerns him. At first, it may give off as financial prudence. As you go further, you realize that it is greed at work. So, kuma beginning, you may think he's just financially prudent. He loves to handle his money well. He loves to put things in order. You know, putting things in proper. Of course, Miss D will talk about the ladies later. Okay, so you feel as though he's financially prudent. Then as you go further, you realize he is just greedy. The greedy man loves it when he receives, but seldom ever releases anything. When you meet a greedy man, he is usually very demanding. Get me this. I need this for my birthday. I need this. I need these shoes. I need these sneakers. I need this tea. I need this. Very happy to receive. But the greedy man will feign ignorance or claim to be in lack when there is need for him to supply. Okay? The greedy man will claim to be in lack, or he will feign ignorance. Oh no, I didn't notice that you needed new hair. You can be hinting to a greedy man and he will feign ignorance. You can be saying, yeah, okay, but they're doing salah. The greedy man will have 2,000 kwacha in his pocket and he will just be saying, yeah, kasako you at least. The greedy man. And then when you say, but didn't you hear that I was saying I was hungry? Say, no, I didn't realize. I thought you were fasting. He's feigning ignorance. He knew you were not fasting. He's a greedy man. When you meet a greedy man, you must run away. The greedy man usually pushes things to a time he has no responsibility for. The greedy man usually pushes things to a time he has no responsibility for. What does that mean? When I say that the greedy man pushes things to a time or an era he has no responsibility for, what it means is that the greedy man is pushing things to a time that he has no responsibility for. He'll be saying things like,
nga nasa beola fefo nkala kuchita mwa echere. Nga nasa kwa tefe chimane, I'll spoil you mwa chawa ndini. I'll be doing things for you. You will know wigs after wigs. You will know Peruvian, Brazilian, Ethiopian, Namibian. He will be speaking big things in an era that he has no responsibility for. Ah, next year, fonka kuchitila. Next year, he knows that he has no responsibility into the next year because responsibility is in the now. If you are generous, just be generous now. If you meet a man that can be generous now, that is why let me speak to some of you ladies. Because many of you, you will meet greedy men or you'll be getting a promise. No, he promised me a Benz next year. You are better off meeting a man who has not promised you a Benz next year, but he can buy you a shawarma today. Not a greedy man who can't buy you a shawarma today, but is promising you a Benz tomorrow. You are better off now. Now, kushitra na shawarma. Ni sweet loving mwache wandi. Now, kushitra shawarma. Ure ipombola. Now, kuipombola. Lapa damle taking a kaoku. Ure ipombola. Yeah, no. The white sauce has poured on me. No, let me give you some serviettes. Wash kuputa. Oh, no. No, no. There's still some white sauce here. Oh, no, no, no. Let me give you another serviette. Eh, love with ya. You are better off meeting that type of a guy than when you meet a gentleman. Okay, you meet a gentleman that is telling you, you know, next year nkakushitira fechi Benz. No, what are you doing now? The principle is that you must start now. The greedy man, I can assure you, the greedy man will be in a place where he can't do anything for you now, but he will be promising big things later. You are better off meeting a generous guy in the now, but he promises even for the later, than meeting a greedy guy that doesn't do anything now, but only promising for the future. Ah, oh, fonga kuchitram future. No, 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 sir. What are you doing with your current resources now? Let's start from where we are now. The greedy man will usually reserve things to an era or a time he has no responsibility for. So when you meet a greedy man, you must run away. Okay? Enjoys receiving, doesn't love giving. Some greedy men don't even love receiving. Sometimes when they receive, they feel they owe you. They'll even start saying, but me, for your birthday, I told you that around that time I'll be busy. He's already planning greed. Greedy men will even plan greed. He will be planning greed. So, ndekwe wela fedi mwa chidia time unkabako busy. Run away from the greedy man. May God deliver you from the greedy man. Number five, the fifth man you should avoid. Okay, I hope you are learning. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Okay, the fifth type of man you should avoid, the non-submissive man. The non-submissive man. Okay, when I say non-submissive, I mean it in reference to authority, spiritual authority, biological authority, elderly people, family, people you respect. He is non-submissive. He has no regard for anyone. He only reports to himself, okay? And he uses this as a defense for his toxic character and trait. Usually, non-submissive men end up being very abusive men and cannot be easily brought to order. Most of the abusive men are usually the type that are non-submissive. So you must ensure that he is submissive. If he is not submissive, run away. You are in danger. You are in danger if you meet a non-sub. He doesn't submit to anyone. There's everything wrong. Everyone in the body of Christ is wrong. Everyone is wrong. No, these pastors, you know, the body of Christ. There's the problem with the body of Christ, the problem with the church. He doesn't submit to anyone. He doesn't adhere to any leader. When you hear that, begin to run. You know, it's not that I hate church. You know, I still love church. You know, what's that phrase they say? You know, I may have lost my way to church, but, you know, I don't know what they say. But the brothers have got a way they say it. When you meet a non-submissive guy, run away. Run away. He has no respect for authority. No, no, no. This authority is just manipulative. You can't say everyone is manipulative. Okay? You know, me, I just submit to Jesus. You know, I just submit to the Holy Ghost. No. Even Jesus, who was God, when he was on the face of the earth before starting his ministry, he first goes to John the Baptist, who was 6 months older than him before he can begin his ministry, and the heavens open over him. Don't settle with a non-submissive man. It's a trap. It's a trap to be locked. It's a trap for abuse. It's a trap. When you meet a non-submissive gentleman, run away. Okay? Submission becomes safety. There should be some names that, you know, a man is telling you, and you are saying, no, he's fearless. Okay? He's telling you, I don't fear anyone. He said, no, he's a fearless guy. No, ulichipuva, my sister. Okay? Let me tell you. You must ensure, there must be some names, okay? There must be some names that bring triggers, that bring a certain holy fear in the heart of a man. There should be some names that if you mention, your man begins to tremble. Ambok tutumako, okay? There should be some names that when you mention, ambok tinako. Okay, I shared a story of how, you know, a certain girl was dating this guy and he became very abusive. He started cheating in the relationship. And the girl says, I am going to tell your spiritual father. And the guy's response is that, in case I'm pumi na pamo no yowine pastor, in case I'm lopwe la pamo. Can you imagine? Okay, can you imagine you report a brother who submits to me. You say, I'm going to tell Pastor Cham that you are cheating in this relationship. And the guy tells you, kamwebe wewe ine Pastor Cham, unkesa mi lopwe la pamona kukeneka Pastor Cham, unkesa katulo lufumo. Yo, where? That stomach, unkesa ipuisha ida stomach ine. National pastor, I'll give him a national beating. When you meet such a man, run. No respect for authority. Whether it is that clear or it is subtle and hidden, run away. Okay, you must run away. There should be some names that when you mention to your boyfriend, when you mention to your partner, it brings him to order. If I am misbehaving and my wife says, you know what, I think this is not, we are not coming to an agreement. I feel what we should do is maybe let's go to Bishop Imakando. We go and ask. If I was misbehaving, one of the things I'll say, no, wait, mommy first. What was your point? It's not, I didn't hear you well. What were you saying? Then she now explains herself. Then she says, you should have said, we were all on the same page. We were saying the same thing, just in different angles. I didn't hear you clearly at first. Is there even need to go to Bishop? We are speaking the same language. There should be some names that when you mention, your man starts to say, what did I say? It's just that I don't understand. What were you saying again? This is what I was talking about also. There should be some names. Okay, there should be some names that when you mention, not you are in trouble. Because in a relationship, let me tell you something. In a relationship, there will be sometimes challenges that will arise that two people can solve. And when challenges arise that two people can solve, we engage a third party, okay? So in a relationship, the protocol is that when a challenge comes up, a challenge that two people can't solve comes up, the protocol is that we must engage a third party. And the third party is to help us resolve. A third party we all respect that when they speak, we will listen. So now, if the person in question that you are dating does not respect elderly people and authority, you cannot resolve problems, because I assure you there will be problems that will arise that you both cannot solve. You are not seeing alike. You will need someone else. You need to say, you know what, in that case, maybe let's talk to Pastor Cham. Let's hear what he will say on the matter, because we are not coming to an agreement. Let's hear what Pastor Cham will say. Then Pastor Cham will come in and give you order. So you must avoid the non-submissive man, okay, or else you are in danger. When you meet a submissive man who submits to authority, it is good. That is why I used to tell some of these brothers, because some of them were scared. No, how is it that this girl just loves you so much? No, I feel intimidated. How come she loves a pastor? She's always posting a pastor, always talking about her. I can assure you, that is your safety. She respects her pastor. What? Can you even hear yourself? No, it says she respects her pastor. No, that is your safety. When she starts misbehaving, you can just say, Pastor Cham, I don't know. This person of yours is misbehaving. Because she respects her pastor so much, the pastor will just say, be in order. No, Daddy, I wasn't doing anything. It's just not. No. Be in order and go and apologize. And things will be aligned. All of a sudden, peace comes. Okay? It's very, very important. Okay? It is your safety. Praise the name of the Lord. Number six, let's move. The 60th type of guy you should avoid, okay? The 60th type of guy you should avoid. The flirting man, Mr. Nice Guy in brackets. The flirting man, Mr. Nice Guy.
Ha, this one you should run. Get in it, Yango. Okay? The flirting man. Mr. Nice Guy, let me describe him for you. Let me paint scenery. I wish Sashi was here to give me some strings. I would have painted this scenery with so much utterance on my tongue. I would have used all the grease and fluidity on my tongue to just explain this. I would have painted a perfect canvas with strings on this thing. Anyway, Mr. Nice Guy, the flirting guy, okay? Mr. Nice Guy, or the flirting man, is usually very good looking and very smooth with his words. He's usually very good looking and very smooth with his words. He usually uses his charm and glibness of tongue to sweep ladies off their feet. He uses his charm and glibness of tongue to sweep ladies off their feet. He has a weakness. He entertains every lady beyond the required standard. He entertains every lady, okay, beyond the required standard. He is usually generous and makes compliments to other ladies that would make majority of the ladies uncomfortable if they dated him. He is usually very generous and makes compliments to other ladies that would make majority of the ladies uncomfortable if they dated him. You can't safely leave Mr. Nice Guy around ladies. You just leave him with your friends. You will find she's swept off her feet. You will find he has collected a number. You will find something is happening. Mr. Nice Guy is an evangelist. These are the types of guys that when you see ladies fighting, usually it's because of Mr. Nice Guy. You find the Maleluapa Zikas. Hey! Those of you that are Zikas. Maleluapa Zikas. Hey! Usually when they are fighting over a guy, it's because of this Mr. Nice Guy. He's an evangelist. He gives hope to the nations. He knows how to talk to women. He knows how to talk to them. He knows how to make them feel nice. Mr. Nice Guy is not like Mr. Greedy. Mr. Nice Guy knows what to do. When you are... And the problem with Mr. Nice Guy is that he is not good with you. He is only good with you when getting to you. When the relationship starts, he stops getting very nice to you and he's nice to everyone else. You'll be hearing from other ladies as to how this man is generous. But yet you are wondering, what type of man is? Because I don't see his generosity. But to every other lady, he's generous. He's nice. He's usually a giver. You know, he's Mr. Nice Guy. He knows how to do things. He's very handy. He can help with things. He is a flirtatious man. He dresses well. He smells good. Mr. Nice Guy, in order. But he has got a weakness. And many people, they will usually set off because he is a nice guy. But soon we'll start crying. Because Mr. Nice Guy, there are many people after him. And he's after them. He gives them hope. He talks to them. There's things he says. Mr. Nice Guy is a dangerous guy. He's got everything well put together. His eyebrows, his eyes, his voice. Ngambo kulanda na yopa phone, so Mr. Nice Guy, alelanda feshi wiyakwe fe. Imishishi, your hair will stand up. The way he's talking to you. That is how he is. But Mr. Nice Guy is entertaining every other girl in the same way. He will make you feel like you are the only girl until you realize that he has made every other girl feel like the only girl. So Mr. Nice Guy behaves like this. So when you meet Mr. Nice Guy, you must avoid him. The one who is always charming everyone. You can't leave Mr. Nice Guy with your friends. You are in trouble. If you leave Mr. Nice Guy around certain ladies, you have problems. Tewaku shafe or 3 minutes. His charm is so good. 3-4 minutes, wamu shafe palia, you will find the girl is head over heels over him. You will find Mr. Nice Guy. He knows how to do good things. He'll buy sweets. He'll buy chocolates for other girls. He knows how you will die of jealousy. Now, in as much as we allow for our partners to be good people to other people, whether male or female, we allow them to be good people. There is a certain line. There is a certain line. Okay. There is a certain line that should not be crossed. Okay. There is a certain line. So, Mr. What is Thelma saying? like that guy at Unza. Okay. Anyway, so you must run away from this flirty man. Okay, he flirts with everyone else. He makes everyone feel special. He's got a way in which he does things, the way he looks at girls. When sometimes, even when he's not saying anything, Mr. Nice Guy will frustrate you. You will go to the mall to shop, and right before your eyes, you will see him flirting with the girl that is selling at the counter. This is Mr. Nice Guy. He has no manners. He has no respect for you. Okay? This is Mr. Nice Guy, and you must avoid this Mr. Nice Guy. Okay? So when you find this one, the flirty man, run away from him. Okay? Run away from a flirty man. Number 7, let's move. We are about to finish. Okay. Number 7. The 7th man you should avoid. The exaggeratedly spiritual man. The exaggeratedly spiritual man. You must run away from this one. The exaggeratedly spiritual man. He believes he is too spiritual for romance or anything social that can make a relationship work. He believes he's too spiritual. Despite his love for God, he has an unhealthy balance with his spiritual and social life. He lives on the mountain of God, and everything else to him does not matter. He is on the mountain of God always. And this one will make you feel guilty for taking him, for asking for romance. He will say you have gone against the will of God. Sometimes he may even use the voice of God as manipulation. He may use the voice of God to sway away from certain things. He will say, no, 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 no. Men of the mountain don't do birthdays. Men of the mountain don't do presents. Okay, he exaggeratedly spiritual. Please, if you meet this man and he's exaggeratedly spiritual, he just wants to be on the mountain. He has no value for social conversations. He has no value for interaction. He has no value for romance. He has no value for interaction. He just wants to be on the mountain of God. He doesn't want to know how you are doing. He just wants to tell you about angels, cherubims, heaven, and you know, heaven and its manifestation here on earth. He just wants to tell you about God, as powerful, as lovely as God is. Okay, but even God would advocate for a balance. There's times we should check with each other. The exaggeratedly spiritual man is just on the mountain of God. He's just on the, he has no regard for anything. Some of them don't even want to bath. He's just on the mountain of God. He says, we are men of the caves. We are men of the mountains. The exaggeratedly spiritual man, he has no time for you because all the time is given to God. Now, there are seasons in which you go deeper in God. There's seasons in which a man will go deeper in God, seeking after the face of God, because there are certain realities you want to trap in God. But it should not be that that's how the entire relationship is. No. There should be seasons where, yes, you know he's seeking the face of the Lord. For example, there are seasons my wife will know, I'm preparing for something. I'll tell her, for the next number of days, I'll be preparing for this. You may need to give me some space because I will be spending most of my time seeking the face of God. But that should never be the entire time. Now, if I'm presence, now if I'm mountain, now if I'm mountain. No, that's exaggeratedly spiritual. If that's how much time you want to spend with God, you just want to be on the mountain of God. Don't date someone's daughter, okay? That's what you should tell them. If you want to be on the mountain always, leave that girl alone and focus on God. Focus on chanting. Focus in the spirit. Just focus in being in the spirit. If that's all you want to do, avoid the daughters of God. Don't kula pelo mwana wabe ne pressure. Okay, now I'm speaking like I'm talking to the guys. Okay, but anyway, you must avoid this type of man. Okay, avoid that type of man. You must avoid that type of man. Say, no, I'm just chanting. I'm just chanting this. No. He must not be exaggeratedly spiritual. Spirituality allows for romance too. Romance is spiritual. Love is spiritual. Okay? Above, you know, of all these things, love is the greatest. They will mention faith, you know, they'll mention, you know, all these other things. Hope is mentioned as well. But you notice among all these other things, the giftings, that love is the greatest. So if the man is behaving as though he's exaggeratedly spiritual, as though he's totally spirit. And he's just spirit. He's just spirit. No, you can't just say you are spirit. We have physical bodies. We have emotions. Okay? We have a soul. So because we have a soul and where emotions lie, we must understand that you can't be exaggeratedly spiritual. Okay? This is where many of my brothers, my sons fail sometimes. Sometimes they're exaggeratedly spiritual. And then you will find now that the flirting man, Ena, he has got an unhealthy balance. He is not spiritual, but he has also gone deep in the flirting side. So many times people end up picking. No, just have find someone with a balance. Okay, find don't say no, this brother. No, find someone with a balance. So the exaggeratedly spiritual man. Now, spirituality is good. And if you know me, if you know Pastor Cham, I am extra. Maybe some of you, I don't know, it would take maybe two generations before you can personally interact with a man that is as extra as I am as far as spirituality goes. Maybe some of you have never even met anyone that is as intense as I am and as rigid as I am about spiritual disciplines, doing things that are hard. You may not find any. Okay, you may meet many, but you may find very few that are this rigid about disciplines as I am. Now, despite being this type of guy that I am, I try by all means. I strive by all means. Sometimes you find yourself doing programs that are not interesting. Okay? Sometimes they are not sounding like they are nice programs, but you do it for the sake of the relationship. Pambi wa stanga ku double date. An entire national pastor now mtu ku double date. Na ikala ku double date. Ngadaulike afu wa sanga na ku face painting. Okay? You find yourself na ku face painting. But you see, in as much as there is spirituality, I realize no. There is a person I'm with, and I have to share my devotion before God and also my spouse. It's written in Corinthians, Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. When you marry, the devotion is shared between your spouse and God. Okay? So anytime you meet an exaggeratedly spiritual man who feels he's too spiritual for romance, he's too spiritual for anything, so run out, tell him to focus on God. Okay? Tell him to focus on God. Number six. Okay? Number six. Oh, number eight, rather, sorry. Number eight, you must avoid the insecure man. Avoid the insecure man. The insecure man usually finds it hard to trust the actions, words, and intentions of their partner. This is usually due to their past or their current activities. This is usually due to their past. Some of them had a certain past that has made them very insecure. Very insecure. Now, you may say, but Pa, does it mean that those that are insecure should not marry? No, it just means let them deal with insecurity. Okay, before they enter relationships. Let them fix their insecurities first. Okay, let them fix their insecurities first. Because you will discover that some of the things people do as far as jobs, okay, as far as jobs, some people's jobs involve talking to people. And some of those people are not female. Okay, some of those people are not female. I'm telling you the truth. You have to be very secure. You have to be very, very secure. You have to be very, 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 very secure. Okay, so you must meet a very secure man. So sometimes it can be due to their past and they must deal with that before finding a partner so that it doesn't choke the relationship. Or it can be due to their current activities. Okay, some people are insecure because they are cheating. Usually cheating men feel everyone is cheating because they assume, if I'm cheating, obviously nakakala cheating, you know, if this is happening, obviously. So they become very, very insecure. They become very, very insecure. So you must ensure that you avoid the insecure man, because this life is very diverse and very dynamic. We get to interact with different types of people. You have a job that makes you interact with different types of people. Okay, so if you meet someone that is very insecure, you will be embarrassed always. They will grab your phone and warn people. We were just interacting. You will always be embarrassed. You will find he has sent text messages to people. He warns people without you knowing. Very insecure and very immature. You must avoid the insecure man. Okay? You must avoid the insecure man. I can assure you, not all the people that you work with are female. Some of them will be men. My wife doesn't work with females alone. She works with men also, okay, of different types, okay? Some of them may be good looking. Some of them may be well built. They don't have a stomach like Pastor Cham. They are soldiers, you know, who gym and they are well built. If you are insecure, you are in trouble.
And on the other end also, I am a pastor who talks to different ladies, okay, different children. And I can look at them. I'm not blind. They are very beautiful children, very beautiful ladies, very good looking. If I married an insecure person, I will have challenges. Sometimes a beautiful lady comes and you're talking to a beautiful lady. Ladies are the only ones that can tell that another lady is beautiful. Men, we don't know how to tell that another guy is good looking. Ladies can tell that, that girl is beautiful. Meanwhile, that's the girl that has come for counseling. And you tell your wife, she's come for counseling. Okay, good, 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 good. And she's very beautiful, very, very beautiful. Even you can see the beauty is blinding. As you are counseling, you are even forgetting scriptures. You are forgetting scriptures. And then now, this person tells you, the issues I have are lust issues. And it seems every man I start to talk to, every man I am talking to, I usually end up loving them. It's just a lust issue. Pastor, help me. You're now going to tell your wife, that beautiful girl that came, her problem is lust, that every man that she starts talking to, she gets. See, if your partner is insecure, you are in problems. You must run away from the insecure person, because some of the people you'll be dealing with, these are people that are of the opposite sex. As long as nothing is happening, if you have met an insecure man, he may make a big deal out of it. Okay, the challenge is when there's something happening. But when there's nothing happening, there is nothing to be insecure about. Okay, so we must avoid the insecure one. Usually, the insecure man will invade your privacy. Sometimes under the guise of romance, okay? The insecure man will invade your privacy sometimes under the guise of romance. He will say something like this. Maybe some of you have heard this one. Okay, let's do a video call. He's trying to check where you are. Can we do a video call? Let's just do a video call. Oh, okay, no, just turn around. I want to see the building. He wants to see if there's a guy on the side. Just turn to tilt to the right. Who are you with? Oh, no, I'm with so-and-so. Put her on the phone. I want to say hi. I'm used to emulating ladies, so I'm about to use a lady voice. Just mubike po phone. Like andante kwa nangwe mposheko. Very insecure. It looks like it's romantic that he wants to do a video call. No, he is scanning you. Okay, let me talk to the younger driver. So let me give him directions. Give him the phone. No, sir, the younger driver knows. You must avoid the insecure man. The insecure man is not necessarily just in relation to you talking to the opposite sex. It may also be with your success. He may feel threatened by your success. Some of you here are fire breathers. Some of you here are anointed. Some of you are on fire for God. Some of you are burning. Some of you are purpose-driven ladies. You are doing big things. You are starting businesses. You are opening restaurants in the future and now. Some of you are going to do big things. Some of you are multimillionaires. God is going to bless you with so much. Okay, now, because God is blessing you with so much, don't find you are doomed. You are in ministry and God uses you mightily, especially that you are in the power ministry and God uses you mightily and you settle with an insecure man. You are in danger. You are in danger. You are wealthy, and you settle with an insecure man. You are in danger. You are in big problems. You must find somebody that is secure, that even when God lifts you, you are secure. I mean, the guy is secure. He is very secure. Very, 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 very secure. You must meet people that are secure. Okay, when you meet an insecure one, when you meet an insecure man, and you settle with him, you'll be thinking your warfare is outside. Meanwhile, your warfare is inside. You feel as though people are fighting you from the outside. He's the one fighting you. When people call him to ask, can your wife be able to speak at our program? He will say, no, she has been very busy. Right now, emotionally, she's dealing with a lot. So I don't think she'll be able to speak. He's your warfare. He doesn't want you to grow. Very insecure. Okay, a business opportunity comes, people want to recommend you for something. You say, okay, she's good. But problem, my girlfriend, she didn't handle money well. He is your warfare because he is afraid of your rising. You must be very secure. And I always tell the men, I always tell the men that we are in a society where in those days, You know, it was very difficult. Women stay at home, men go to hunt. Now in these days, we are in a society where everyone is going to school. So it's possible that if everyone is going to school, your wife may earn more than you. Because she may get a better job, yet you study the same thing or you study different things. She may get a better job, maybe richer than you. Okay? For the longest time, I remember my wife was getting paid more than me. When we first started, she was getting paid more than me, way more than I was getting paid. I was secure. There was no part of me that was feeling, she has money, you know. And sometimes because people will push their insecurities to you, they'll even start telling you things. I remember those days, people would even tell me things like, mwana kashule bomba yota ulipange mpia, alipange mpia. Ma problems ayo, ma pro. I discovered that they were fueling insecurities. The lady that they were talking about as, you know, having money, I was enjoying. And if you meet a good lady, by the way, if you are a good lady, your success should not be used. Let me even speak to the ladies also. Your success should not be used, okay, to punish the man or to show him that you are better. It's not a competition. There's no part of, you know, my wife's lifting that has ever felt like, no, you know, she gets paid more. She has a lot of money. She's doing this. She's making money. She's doing this. She goes to this work. This is what they pay her. Me, I'm just a pastor. The people I pastor are students. They don't have money. Pambinga wayaku meeting. What they give you as honorarium is 300 kwacha. Pambimwainuka fina frutikana. Meanwhile, maybe she goes for a seminar. They do a 5-day seminar. She comes back with 3 pin, 4 pin, 5 pin. You went for a meeting, you preached, you sweated, and then they just say, man of God, kneel down, we pray for more anointing. You may feel insecure, no, my wife gets paid more, she does more. It's not necessary. Look at her growth and her success, okay? Your growth and your success should be looked at more in the light of the fact that, you know, it is going to benefit both of you. So don't meet an insecure man, run away from him. When you settle with an insecure man, you are in problems. Okay, you are in problems. When you have more money, don't let it injure somebody's ego. When you have more money, when you have more influence, don't do that. When you talk, even if they lift your Bible, okay, even if they lift your Bible, where are you? If you are talking to your man, you talk to him as your man. Don't say, no, me, they lift my Bible. Me, where I come from, I flow in power. Demons are afraid of me. You are about to crush your relationship. Okay, now I'm speaking to ladies also. You are about to crush your relationship. You will crush it. So, but anyway, when you meet an insecure man, you are in problems. Everything will be a problem. So you must run away from the insecure man. Okay, number 9, then we start concluding. Start thinking of the 10th one. Okay. Praise the Lord. Number 9, you must avoid the lazy man. Run away from the lazy man. The lazy man. He usually doesn't do anything to improve himself. Okay? He usually doesn't do anything to improve himself. The lazy man. Okay? Usually doesn't do anything to improve himself. Usually exploits a hard-working woman and squanders her money if she has money. He will exploit a hard-working woman, exploit her, and use and squander her money. Okay? You must avoid a lazy man. You can't think proactively with him and make progressive steps, the lazy man. He is a very, very lazy man. He doesn't do anything to progress himself. Very, very lazy. You can't think proactively. Okay? You can't think proactively. And poverty is in your household because of the lazy man. Now, the reason why you should avoid the lazy man is this. Most men won't be found at their height financially. Okay? Most men that you are going to marry, especially for many of you that are in this age range, most of the men you will marry, you will not find them at their height financially. However, through hard work, they will get to that place. So most of the men, you will not find them at their height financially. Okay? You'll be marrying men, they're also trying to settle, trying to stabilize, trying to find footing, trying to find grounding. They're trying to stabilize also. So most of the men you will meet are not, that's why some of you, the expectations you have, you are wasting your time.
Okay, you are wasting your time. Don't expect a 25-year-old, 26-year-old to have blown up. There's only one out of 10. Out of 10, you may find one. Maybe a lucrative business, an inheritance, or he did something innovative that got him to that place. If he's following the normal pattern, most of them 26, they are not financially stable. Okay, they're just trying to settle down. Now, if he's in this state where he's trying to settle down, 27, he's trying to find footing, sometimes even 30 these days, talatuku blower, as you would want him to blow. Okay, mnama 30, bambitaba blower. Okay, they have not blown yet. They are still doing things, you know, in a certain way. They are trying to find footing. But this should not be a stumbling block. As long as you see hard work. Okay, as long as you see hard work. When I met my wife, I was not where I was. I was not financially stable, okay? I was not at this particular place where I can say, oh no, I'm in a financially stable place. I'm doing good. No, I wasn't in that particular place. I was in a place where things are trying to find footing. Okay, things are trying to find footing. Things have not stabilized yet. And because things have not stabilized yet, what made her stay is that she's noticing hard work. Okay, she's noticing hard work. If the person you are with is not financially stable, but you are seeing hard work, stay. Because a hardworking man, it's only a matter of time. Things will spring forth. Things will happen. There is hard work. There is vision. He's willing to put his hands to the plow. You can see that he's a proactive thinker. When you sit, you discuss proactively. You can tell that it's only a matter of time. Whether he's in ministry, you can see that he put, not that I'm in ministry. What do? You say you're in ministry. No, he did prayer. He didn't want to pray. You are finding problems. No, he says he's doing ministry. Oh, what does he do in this ministry? Does he pray? No, yeah, no prayer. Tarifok paper. Fasting, he didn't want to fast. Okay? There's no hard work. Some of the things that were, maybe when my wife, I don't know, but maybe some of the things she was probably looking at is, she can see the intensity of this man praying, the intensity of this man fasting. When she looks at the intensity of this man fasting, okay, I like Chula, but he can push, he can fast. When he decides to evangelize and mobilize people for a conference, he will make sure the conference is packed. He will make sure the meeting is successful. She's seeing, this type of man is not to leave because he's going somewhere. Number, he is there, but he's not doing well, but he's also lazy. You are going to suffer much loss. Let him suffer alone. Those that are lazy should be allowed to suffer alone. Okay? So run away from the lazy man in whatever field he's in, whether he's a businessman, whether he's a career person, he's a white collar guy. If you notice that he's lazy, run away from the lazy man. These are the types of men you should avoid. Can we give number 10? What's the 10th one? Then I can speak on it just in 2 minutes. Then we can go. Number 10, the mommy's boy. Everything, it's this, my mother, that. Babe, what's for the weekend? At let me talk to my mother. Because he makes any decision at let me... before he makes any decision, at let me talk to my mother. A mama's boy is a no-no. Yes. Okay. Too attached. Okay, too attached, you'll be frustrated there also. Okay, they will discuss you. Every little thing you are discussed. So you must avoid the mommy's boy. Yeah. The financially illiterate. Number 10, the man with no future plans. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so these are the types of people you should avoid. I know there are more, but I felt I should mention these. And I pray that God will bless you through this lesson. And I don't know how to share this lesson, because if everyone was at KCCI, I would have just shared it with the ladies' ministry. But I don't know how, if we should share it so that the men should also listen to it. I don't know, but I don't know how we'll share it, because it will be very difficult. I know some people will not get this lesson because I'm limited. I can't share it on the platforms because many of the platforms have men. So I don't know how you want to get the recording. I don't know how you want to get the recording. I don't know how. Can we deal with that quickly? How can we deal with this recording thing? Let me cut it even.